Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. And welcome to Morning Dew. Our scripture this morning is coming from Ephesians, the 5th chapter. And we're going to start reading. Excuse me, I'm having a little feedback here. It's coming from Ephesians, the 5th chapter, and beginning at the 20th verse. Thank you so much. And it reads, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husband as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave him for it. Our Father and our God, this morning we come as humble as we know how, saying thank you. Thank you for another day, for another opportunity. Thank you because you are God and beside thee there is no other. We thank you so much this morning. But God, before we give thanks, we say if there is anything in us that's unlike you, we ask that you would remove it now in the name of Jesus. Forgive us for sin, sin that's been omitted, committed, any sin that may appear anywhere in our lives, God. Forgive us for it. Sometimes sin is there and we are unaware of it. Sometimes it's there and we are aware. But God, forgive us. Forgive us. Forgive us. Forgive us. Forgive us. Yes, Lord, we want to be right. We want to be whole. We want to get it right. Yes, we want you to create in us a clean heart, a right spirit. Renew the right spirit, God. Hallelujah. Perhaps somewhere along the way we've picked up the wrong spirit. And God, this morning, we just ask that you would give us the right spirit, renew that right spirit in us so that we can be more like you. We want to love like you. We want to walk like you. We want to talk like you. We want people to see you in our lives. This morning, Lord, we come with thanksgiving in our heart for you forgiving us for sin. For the fact that you died many, many years ago for us, for our sins. God, we thank you this morning. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. And as I so often say, if we had 1 billion tongues, God, it wouldn't be enough for all the many things that you've done for us, the many ways that you've made for us. It wouldn't be enough tongues to say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. This morning we thank you, oh God. We thank you for how you blessed our families, how you kept our families together. We're praying for our families this morning. Oh, God, for how you blessed us down through 2016. Hallelujah. When sometime the way got really, really dark and we didn't know which way we would turn. But, oh, God, you were so merciful and you were so kind. You stayed right there with us. Hallelujah. Sometimes we couldn't trace you. We couldn't put our hands on what you were doing. Oh, God, we couldn't wrap our minds around what you were doing. But, oh, God, you were there. You were there. You carried us when we could not trace you. You carried us. And for that this morning, we say thank you. And you allowed us, oh, God, to cross over into 2017. The first Monday of 2017, we came all the way back. Early this morning just to say thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. We come to the garden alone this morning. Hallelujah. While the dew is still on the roses. Hallelujah. We thank you this morning. We thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So often we thank you for the ways. But, oh, God, we don't take that lightly because you made many ways. You opened many doors. Hallelujah. Many of them were closed in our face. And we wanted to quit sometime and just say we won't go any further. We'll sit here and we'll wait and we'll see what you're going to do. But, oh, God, we thank you for giving us the strength. Yeah, yeah, yeah. For giving us the knowledge, the know-how. Yes, sir. Hallelujah. When it felt like there was no use. Ah, yes. And it felt like our backs were against the wall. Hallelujah. Ah, and it just wasn't going to happen. Thank you this morning. Thank you for making that way. Thank you for opening that door. Thank you, oh God, for sending that blessing from somewhere. Hallelujah. Making that way. Hallelujah. Opening that path. God, we thank you this morning. We thank you this morning. Oh God, we thank you, God. Even as we thank you for family, we thank you for our husbands. Yes, Lord. We thank you for our children. Oh, God, we thank you. We thank you for relatives, for loved ones, oh, God, even those that have walked away, hallelujah, and don't walk with you anymore. God, we come praying for them this morning. We pray for the family this morning. Some families are disjointed, oh, God. Some are dysfunctional, oh, God. Whatever, whatever, God, for that husband that has chosen to walk away and leave the wife, for that wife that's chosen to walk away and leave the husband, God, we pray for them this morning. We say, have your way in their lives. Whatever's wrong, God, you are able to make it right this morning. Make it right. Oh, God, bind the devil that comes to stir up. Bind the devil that comes to tell the husband that it's okay to do whatever you want to do. I'll live the life that I want to live, and I'll forget about my family. Oh, God, we come to say, stir them this morning. Stir them, God. We pray for them this morning. Oh, God, massage that heart. Stony heart. Turn it into a heart, oh God, a heart of love, a heart of peace, a heart of understanding. Yes, Lord, let him know that he's the head of the household and that he should be leading the way this morning. Oh God, and for that wife that's not submissive this morning, we pray for our God. Give her how to be submissive to the husband. Oh God, let her see something, God. Let her see some hope somewhere. Let her see that God, that you place the man as the head and not the woman. But, oh, God, that we follow along. And then, Lord, give him the understanding. Help him not to lean to his understanding, but to everything that he does, God. Help him to lean on you. Hallelujah. Help him to lean on you this morning and to know that it's not his way, but he must do it your way. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. He is the one that is to lead the family to Christ. He is the one to establish order in the household. Yes, Lord, for the wife and for the children. Yes, Lord. Oh, God, make a way for them. Bind them together in love. Bind them together in love. Oh, God, bind the husband in love, the wife in love, the children in love. Oh, God, bind us all in love. In the name of Jesus, we love you this morning. We adore you this morning. And then, Lord, we ask. Our petition is that you bless us. You bless us indeed, oh God. Enlarge our territories, just as you did for Jabez. You said you blessed him. You enlarged his territory simply because he asked. This morning we come asking. We come pleading. We come begging. God, remember our families. Yes, Lord. Remember our families. Oh, God, remember them this morning. Remember that husband. Give him what to do and how to do it. Remember those children. Help them to be obedient children. Bind the devil that would make them act like baby kids. Oh, God, bind them now in the name of Jesus. Remember, oh, God, even our grown children. Yes, Lord. Remember families everywhere. Families that may be enduring sickness, oh, God, this morning. Remember the sickness. Oh, God, bind cancer. Dry up leukemia. Dry up blood disorders, God. You know, Lord, whatever. Yes, Lord. Oh, God, whatever disease that has attacked the family or a member of the family this morning. Oh, God, we ask that you bless them, God. Heal that, heal now. Heal, God, by your stripes. We are healed. We are healed this morning. So we pray for healing for the families this morning in the name of Jesus. Where there's discord, God, heal this morning in the name of Jesus. Bring that wife back home. Bring that husband back home. That's our petition this morning, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Give them how to live as a family. that's needing, that's following after you this morning in the name of Jesus. We love you, oh God. Let them know that they can cast every care. Whatever the care is, God, they can cast it on you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That you will make a way out of no way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You will open a door that was closed. Yes, Lord. Give them the know-how. Hallelujah. Help them not to lean to their own understanding, but in everything they do, acknowledge you, and you will. You will direct their paths this morning. You will direct the path for the husband. You will direct the path for the wife. You will direct the path for the children. And then, Lord, we ask, oh God, that you would bless the children indeed. Hallelujah. As they go on college campuses, as they go in school corridors, oh God, as they go wherever they go, God, you send your angels. Be with them, be with them, be with them, oh God. Take care of them in the name of Jesus. We love and adore you this morning. We bless your holy name. There's none like you in all the earth. Nowhere we look, we cannot find anybody that can take care of us. Anybody that can take care of the husband, can take care of the wife and the children at the same time. God, we thank you. We thank you for being omnipresent. Oh, God, we thank you this morning. We love you. We bless you. And God, we ask that you would be with us. Stay with us. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Thank God. Amen and amen. We thank you for joining us this morning on Morning Dew. We ask that you would join us again tomorrow morning, same time on the same station. If you have a praise request or prayer, a praise report or prayer request, we ask that you send that to us. Let us know what God has done in your life during 2016, or maybe even what your expectations are for 2017. You can send it to healingh20.org, or you can send it to our Facebook or fan pages at healingh20. We love you this morning, and we pray that God will bless you richly during 2017, that he'll enlarge your territories, that he'll bless your family, he'll bless the husband, he'll bless the wife, he'll bless the children, that his blessing will flow in 2007 like never before. Keep your eyes on Jesus and believe that he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. So we're going to seek him with every fiber of our being in 2017. Be blessed. And have a wonderful day.